It has been a wonderful, wonderful, great day today. And on behalf of the Kumasi class and the entire brethren in Ghana, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the brethren who have joined us this very day on our end of year convention. As Brother Isaiah said, our theme text for today's convention is taken from Psalm 133, verse 1. And it says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell in unity." This is our text for our convention. And I hope there are several spiritual lessons to draw from the various speakers who are being assigned to serve this very day class convention. The facts are, we are hit by this pandemic unexpectedly. And we should maintain a perfect heart and remain focused in mind towards God. This should be always led us to say and to do things that will approve by God. We have gathered here today to feed on the Lord's table. And I hope such meeting today of God's children, is a reason for being deep, for a deep gratitude, as the good Lord has opened such a great opportunity by using Zoom to connect brethren and sisters all over. Brethren, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which ye also are called in one body. And let us be thankful for such great opportunity that we are seeing today. We thank the brethren who make all their effort to put all such a wonderful program together. We know and we are thankful that for the past 1 or 2 years, some of us has not had a physical face-to-face fellowship. And I hope this gathering are so special to us and also to me and the entire brethren in Ghana, that we have such a wonderful opportunity to gather here on this Zoom platform. To borrow the words of Apostle Peter during the transfiguration, he said, "It is good to be here." Brethren, once again, I also like to say, it is good to be with us here today. I will end by saying, the end of the harvest is an exciting time for the Lord's people, and we expect to soon see the loosing of the four winds, which is being explained in Revelation, the seventh chapter, verse 1-3. The four angels holding back these winds are destined to destroy both the stable element of society represented in the earth and the unstable element represented in the sea. This takes place following the sealing of the saints. There is a hymn which proclaims, "Once I was blind, but now I can see." These are truly wonderful words, praising our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. So let us sit back as we all listen to the various assigned speakers, giving us meat in due season. And I hope they will all comply and then meet the exact time being given. We thank the Lord that they have made themselves available to feed the lost people. Once again, I would like to welcome you all, and I hope by the end of this convention, we are all going to be blessed. Thank you, and may the Lord add His blessing. Amen.